mama liked the roses. She'd grow 'em in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, mama liked the roses.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is me impersonating Elvis Presley. Yes, it is me. Joseph, eat your heart out. This is Dave Licious along with Joe Gillette. Trisha the Disha. Eric the Heart. And the
beautiful Kathleen.
The beautiful.
And the bold and the beautiful.
And Sammy the Sneed and
Sammy
Johnny
the
Blue Eyes and
Jack the Intern.
And Jack the Intern.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a sausage.
But he thought he didn't realize you were talking about battered sausage.
I know. Is it
the
bat
he
sausage?
Thought, yeah. So he just said.
I like to eat a sausage.
He thought you said about sausage.
About sausage. About.
Do you know about sausage,
about
as
sausage.
Compared to battered sausage?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
So that's why it was funny. I was laughing. I
battered sausage. Ooh, Elvis is talking.
I know. I just.
Thank you very much.
And if anyone has any mothers,
angels,
this is
attract. Oh, I think
this
so.
This is actually like my Mother's Day present is that I get to hear my sweet, wonderful Elvis's voice.
Well, I would love to bring any of our guests' mothers, attractive mothers, roses tomorrow.
Attractive mothers.
Yes.
Come on, this has to be equal opportunity.
You
attractive, not attractive. The heart
but
and soul of women.
Okay.
You do. Heart and soul of women. Call
I don't think
up the
she understood
company,
what I meant, yeah.
The heart and soul, not the external beauty. You've got to learn the lesson. And
well,
I think Kathleen, as beautiful as she is, she's beautiful inside, and she will agree, I'm sure.
As well
the
as
beauty that. Of inside
Can I bring
is
you a
counts.
Rose?
What?
Oh. I don't think she understands what I mean either.
A rose?
All right, I'm going to just like flow right over that. In just a moment, Eric's going to get on our next guest, a very beautiful person as well.
Oh.
So Eric will get her on the line for us.
Okay.
But also a great idea for Mother's Day, if you don't want to just get roses, you can get her a massage.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Dave. Dave, this is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Are you still
there,
Johnny?
We're on the radio.
Well, Trisha loves massages. There's no doubt. She's the queen of massages.
But, you know, there's many different kinds of massages that you can get. Some people like to go just for a nice relaxing massage and that type of thing. But I will tell you, after I've been working out and man,
a massage.
There is nothing like a really, really excellent
I'll
sports
have what
masseuse.
She's having.
Sports
yes.
massage where they just can get in there and work on those muscles really well.
And there's one person we know that
who,
is top notch,
yeah.
Quinn Schoenwald, no question about it, licensed sports massage therapist. And of course, he just really is phenomenal, not just sports massage, but he is licensed in that area, but he'll just give a great, healthy, relaxing massage.
A Swedish or a trigger
that
point.
Will heal the soul and let your whole body relax in a way that melts away.
Oh,
all right.
I can give massages
but he can
too.
Also, you know,
you
sometimes though, I'll
no,
tell you
I
after.
Give them.
There
oh,
are
what?
There
oh.
are sometimes after you've, especially if you're getting a good sports massage, that when you leave, it's like, oh, it hurts. But it feels really good.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
There's a song about that. Well,
it hurts, but it feels real good.
Yeah. I think
that's what I tell all the whatever.
Okay. All right, Gillette. But anyway, call Quinn at 307-921-2684. 307-921-2684.
He'll work the kinks out.
Yeah, he will, and you won't regret it. And that's Quinn Schoenwald.
Nice
massage.
Yes, excellent. Well, our guest isn't joining us right now. Hopefully,
no?
maybe she'll call back in.
Do I know who it is?
Yeah.
I do?
We won't. Yeah, we won't say who it is in case they don't join us. So.
You do throw it at mental telepathy wise.
Don't worry. Let's actually do a review.
Oh, that's who it is.
A beautiful Brazilian.
A beautiful Brazilian, fiery. She's got quite the temper on her. So, she probably heard me earlier, and then she was like, I can't do a Brazilian accent, so, but I'll just do British. I am not going to be on that show with them, with that horn dog.
You're What? A horn dog? I've heard of a corn dog. Eric, I've heard of a corn dog.
Oh, but he just said touching it.
Did he pronounce it wrong?
Yeah, no.
A horn dog?
No, yeah.
You ain't nothing but a horn dog.
No, that's hound dog.
Crying all the time.
What's a horn dog, Eric?
It's somebody who's...
Let's skip that.
It's like a horny toad.
We'll skip... Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. You know, they used to have that at Cave Creek. That was, why'd they close that down, you know?
What are you talking about?
The horny toad?
Oh, they
satisfied
did?
Satisfied frog?
Oh, because somebody bought it. The horny toad's still there. The satisfied frog's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That was a good transition. Nice. They avoid that dump button, right? all right. Well, we did see a movie that opened up. It's a little movie called Captain America Civil War.
Not so little.
No, it's pretty big. Of course, I don't know how many Marvel movies there have been so far, but Chris Evans reprises his role as Captain America, who, after another incident involving the Avengers results in collateral damage, desires for the superheroes to remain free to defend humanity without government interference, while Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., supports government oversight and accountability. So you've got two camps of superheroes, and they both have different opinions about the oversight.
Right. But they are all friends, and they are all very close.
They're
and
all
they
part
have
of
a
the
deep
Avengers.
Relationship.
No, it's
and
actually
so
called
it's,
a family.
Yeah, they are family.
Yeah.
They are family. And this is a civil war within the family over, like you said, oversight.
Exactly. And
they both think they're on the correct side.
Right. And there's even a line about that. You're dangerous because you think you're right, but you're dangerous because you're wrong. You're wrong, or something like that. There's some fun. I didn't memorize it. But my point is, there are so many characters in this movie. Now, we know, as I said, Captain America and Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Thor isn't in the movie, and neither is Hulk.
No, but they did mention them. Banner and Thor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, some of the other characters.
Okay.
Spider-Man we're introduced to.
Yeah. Ant-Man.
Archer.
Yeah, and Hawkeye.
Hawkeye. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see if we could do all these.
Ant-Man.
You already said Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yeah. Oh. And
can I say my favorite, or do you want to save that for the end?
Scarlet Witch?
No.
your favorite? Who?
Spider-Man.
Well, I said Spider-Man.
Did? I missed it.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're introduced to him.
Oh,
I got it. We're introduced to Spider-Man, and I love that, yes.
Here's my
pick. And Auntie M.
Yes.
Yeah, and
I like Auntie M.
Jimmy John's.
No.
Well, I mentioned that because I just tasted their bread. It's phenomenal.
What is going on?
No, it really
hungry.
Is.
Is it really
hey,
phenomenal?
Eric, have you ever had Jimmy John's sandwich?
I have not been able.
What do you think of it?
It's good.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
It's better than Subway, isn't it?
I have not been able to.
Subway's
okay. I mean, it's the same as Subway.
Subway's isn't phenomenal.
No, the bread's different, though.
It's got a lot of sugar in it, I think.
Oh, it does?
Oh.
I think it's sweetened.
Busted.
I didn't taste that. It was the texture that I noticed.
Anyone who's
right?
listening
Am I
this,
right?
It's fluffy, yes.
Anyone who's
no,
listening.
No, Subway is fluffy. Jimmy John's is more not fluffy.
Anyone who is listening to this segment right now for our Captain America review?
Are we reviewing something?
Captain America.
Oh, sorry.
What is your favorite superhero that's in this movie?
I think I like...
The Vision?
Who?
The Vision?
Actually, the Vision did really kind of cool.
Yeah, don't
he,
know that
he
one.
He kind of did, yeah, the red guy with the stone that can go through the walls.
Nah, I don't like
his
him.
Name is Vision.
Nah. How about Black Widow? I bet you like Black
Widow.
Which
one's that?
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Well, I like her for different reasons.
Oh, okay.
I actually am a Paul Rudd fan. I like Ant-Man.
Yeah, he
Ant-Man
actually,
is my favorite as well.
I thought he was very
really?
Funny.
Ah.
I think he does, Paul Rudd does a phenomenal job of this.
Great actor.
But I guess because I enjoyed him in Ant-Man and to see him back in this, that made me very, very happy.
Very nice.
And I'm looking forward to more
movies.
But I also, I'm sorry, but I like this
Spider-Man?
What do you want to call it? This reincarnation of Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, I
really like him.
I need to see more before I can say too much about Spider-Man because he does well here. But no one will ever beat Tobey Maguire for me as Spider-Man.
Tobey was good.
But that was my childhood. That was, you know, pretty much growing up with Spider-Man. You know, some people have memories of Superman on the big screen and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me, my superhero was Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but there's so many different superheroes in this. We're introduced to Black Panther.
A lot of superheroes.
Yeah, that was interesting. And you know, he was quite the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. And
I was not familiar with him.
And that's what's unique about this superhero movie is that there's really no bad guy. I mean, there's some evil geniuses and stuff like that.
Well, but he started out, I mean, I don't want to...
Right,
do a spoiler alert.
But I'm saying that they're fighting each other. Mm-hmm. It's not like your typical, okay, all these superheroes defeat this one terrible force. It's a different dynamic here.
Well, that's the part that I really, I mean, this movie really had everything.
Yeah.
It had romance, it had intrigue, it had family dynamics, it had friendship family dynamics, it had power dynamics. It had political overtones.
It sounds like you really liked it.
Oh my gosh, I did.
Dave, did you like it too?
Yeah, I have to admit I did fall asleep during the action scenes for just a few minutes. But what I saw of it,
no surprise.
I love it. I want to see it again.
Well, we were in those nice reclining
and
seats.
and I love it because I love heroes. I got to tell you. I love heroes. I think the country needs more heroes.
I'm glad he didn't say hero subs again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
But
yeah,
I love you know, good role models, and these are good people.
Roles.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Like Captain America, he saw a higher level truth than just having an oversight by United Nations or whoever the heck it was.
Yeah.
Which has been turned out to be sometimes very silly. He saw a higher level truth, loyalty, friendship. Defeating bad stuff in the world.
Sounds like Alexander's Automotive.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I love
that. Well, he is kind of a superhero.
Yeah, but I love that stuff. And he is a favorite of mine, too. He's just a wholesome, good person. Am I right?
Yes, Captain America, I love him. You know, the first Captain America is one of my favorite superhero movies of all time.
Excellent movie.
We forgot to mention Falcon. Of course, Anthony Mackie,
he's
who's
cool
been
dude.
On Breakthrough Entertainment before.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Falcon, and of course, War Machine as well, right? War Machine. So they're
just a good group of people. I mean,
so many different actors in this movie, so many different characters, superheroes, but I didn't like it.
And they say, help me, Wanda, yeah. help me, Wanda.
But I didn't like it.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
You
like
loved it.
No, I didn't even love it. On some extremely
superficial,
seriously, it's okay. It's okay. I didn't hate it.
Well, you don't always have the best taste. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. Oh,
I've been telling him that for years.
Eric. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be in this room during this time frame.
He's wearing Captain America's shirt. He's trying to work out to get Captain America's biceps. And then he says he didn't even like it?
People are entitled to their opinions.
I know. They are entitled to their opinions,
there are elements,
but I disagree with you on this one.
There are elements of it
this
that I
excellent.
Did like.
Okay, good.
It succeeds in what it sets out to do on a very superficial level. It's essentially just an excuse, in my opinion, to pit two competing camps of superheroes against one another. I did finally see Batman versus Superman, and I absolutely hated that movie. I absolutely hated Batman versus Superman. This does that element of the superheroes fighting.
Oh, I think this is better than
Batman. A million times better.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, these are great characters. And you can't deny, you know, Ant-Man and everything. And that scene, with the battle sequence, it's very brightly lit. And we see Ant-Man turn into something else. I don't want to say what. All that's going on there... The characters fighting, the characters interacting, meeting each other. Some of them are meeting each other for the very first time.
Right, right.
Reminded that you is of excellent. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids a bit?
Yeah.
But the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all of that is so excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That entire scene, and it blows the Batman versus Superman battle sequence out of the water.
I would agree.
Versus Superman, I fell asleep, not fell asleep, but I was getting very dozy during the action sequence where they're fighting Batman versus Superman. This, I was like on the edge of my seat.
Oh, a lot of action in this movie, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But this, I love the action with them competing, but I still found it overlong and overpopulated with characters. My biggest complaint about this is that there's so many characters that you can't focus on one of them. For some people, that's okay. For me, I would rather just watch a movie about Ant-Man.
You like the character development to really get it. And I like that as well.
And a lot of people had this same issue with the first Avengers because there was too many characters. Now you've basically tripled or quadrupled the number of superheroes.
Oh, wait. I made a mistake. You know who my favorite is?
Who?
It's not... Ant-Man is probably up there, second maybe.
Yeah.
The Arrow guy.
Yeah.
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, Hawkeye. I love that.
I call him Archer.
That's a
because
cool dude.
I keep forgetting Hawkeye.
Yeah,
he's
like him.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, and they're wanting to make a Black Widow movie. They're saying that they're committed to that. Marvel is. I would much rather see a Hawkeye movie.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I mean, yeah. This guy's very interesting as a character, and he delivers it very nicely. And I could see your point, although I the reason you didn't like it with the two sides, great people battling each other, that's the reason I did like it.
Okay.
It was a study of values. I just thought it's so interesting how people can take sides, but also how people can come together. I mean, it almost reminded me of athletics. I mean, football, too. Two football teams, and they maybe they're friends on both sides, and how they go all out to win, but at the end, you know, they're friends. And like hockey, at the end of the hockey playoffs, just the playoff season, at the end of a series, when there's a winner, they all go in line and shake hands. And it reminded me of that, and maybe that's why I liked it better than you, because it related to sportsmanship, friendship.
Yeah.
Something above the game.
And I see,
I don't know.
I see that deeper level there. I thought too much was going on.
There was a lot going on. Yeah. And they had it, I don't know if it's spoiler alert or not, I'll say it. Some of the fight scenes, they made it in like a little fast motion, maybe it looked like. It was a, you know, special effect thing, which was sort of good and not sort of good.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't decided if I liked it or not, because then it doesn't show the true athletic ability of these people, but
there's
I don't know.
There's the aspect that I refer to as the Transformers effect.
Yeah, where I think that's correct.
The last hour of any given Transformers movie, you fall asleep during, because there's nothing but just computer-generated action.
Yeah, and this was
similar. There's some of that in
here. I would have probably slowed it down.
Yeah.
Right?
But, you know, I'll tell you, when I agree with you that when we go back to my conversation that I had with Paul, and that is kind of that ADD sensation where you feel... So in this particular case, having that many characters involved did make it a little bit more ADD, where you couldn't really focus strongly on just one. But I think if you're looking at it from the perspective of the interpersonal relationships of the superheroes and the conflict that came from basically choosing sides, I thought they did a fantastic job bringing that full circle. I really did. And the ending, and the comment that was made in the end, in the letter, I thought spoke volumes. I also think that they have utilized a concept here that if you are watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV and some of these other movies, that they are tying things in with tying things in with the TV show in the movie, and vice versa.
Yeah.
That there's this, so this is like a continuation. For people that are watching the TV shows, this is like a big, you know, a big party, basically, of watching that. But I do get where you're coming from on that, but I still thought it was an excellent movie.
Yeah. And I'm not saying...
I really enjoyed it.
I did that for exaggerated effect, me saying, oh, I didn't like it. I'm giving it 3 stars.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm just saying, normally...
it's not bad, though.
Right,
yeah.
It's not bad. I'm just saying, normally when I see a like Ant-Man, I think I gave it 5 stars.
Oh, I liked Ant-Man.
Right. I did, too.
So
I thought that was good.
It's a huge fall from that. Personally, I would say I liked the previous Avengers better, Age of Ultron, even though this, you know, I love Ant-Man, and the self-seriousness is another aspect that I really don't like about some of the Marvel movies, and that's why I don't like the DC superheroes, because it's all just serious. There's no humor.
Oh, it is?
I like the humor.
Oh, this had a lot.
It had a lot of humor, but there was also some of the self-seriousness, but the comic reliefs, and especially Ant-Man and Hawkeye, that's what my favorite aspects of them.
And I do like that one comment that Black Widow made.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Are you thinking about?
I
like so, that. I thought it was good.
How many stars
would you give it?
Out of 5?
Yeah.
Oh, 3.5 to 4.
Okay.
Oh, well, you guys aren't that far
it's not
apart.
That far.
Well, that's
it's
why
that
I'm
far.
Surprised he just said 3, because I was like, wow. Because
no,
I mean,
3 is decent.
Well,
3
is decent.
To me, it's only decent, then I'll give it 4 stars.
No, 3 is good.
No,
3 is good.
I'll give it 4 stars then, because 5 is a breakthrough, right?
It was in context to what you thought. You thought maybe you'd give it a 1 star.
I went, yeah.
But so, no, 3 is very good. I'd see any
3
movies anytime.
Yes, well, I still recommend seeing
it. All right. Well, but if you're saying it's that 3 is in the middle of 5, so that would be good. I'm saying that this to me is an A minus, and you're saying it's maybe a B minus.
Yeah.
B minus to
and,
B, maybe.
And again, it's radio, and we wanted to make a good segment, and that's why we were arguing, and that's why I introduced it by saying, "Oh, I didn't like it," because I wanted to have a conversation about it.
I know.
No, we like
controversy.
Yeah,
no. Yes, we do. Yes. But I also think it's important that we know, because I can't remember now right off the top of my head, but it's been a few films. There's been quite a few lately that when I look at what some of the critics say about it, I'm amazed, because there's been some phenomenal shows I would give a breakthrough to that they're panning, and vice versa, that they're sitting here just, you know, going on and on and on about. And I'm like, it was okay, but it wasn't like,
what about the Sing? You know? Five stars.
Sing Street. Sing Street. Five stars. Second favorite movie of the year so far.
That's amazing. Need to see that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I should see it, right?
Yes, you need to see that. I want to revisit that movie. Because
I have been trying to see it.
Yeah?
It's finally out. It's finally out in more theaters than it was last week.
That and Eddie the Eagle. Best movies of the year so far. And I guarantee they're going to be on my best list. I've been listening to the soundtrack for Sing Street all week long. And yeah, I love that movie.
Good one. Yeah. What if
we're getting a phone call?
I wonder who's on the phone.
Raul, thanks very much for calling in.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are great. Thank you for calling.
We're just having a little civil war in here in the studio.
Yeah. You like Mad Max?
No.
I can't believe there's anyone alive that doesn't like Mad Max.
Joseph hated it.
Did you hate it, Joseph?
I hated it. I hated Mad Max. Dude,
Raul, go after this guy.
Dude, just name one thing you didn't like about it right now. First thing.
Come on.
It was nonsense. One
what
word.
Does that mean, nonsense?
So a movie, any movie, dude, that's just a movie. Next. So tell me something that you don't like about it.
What is any movie? It's there was hardly any dialogue. It was just nonsense.
It was
action. What,
tell me one thing that you liked about it.
Good question.
What didn't I like about it? Where it was filmed.
Where was
the cast, the story, the amazing cinematography, the amazing stunts that were done with no special effects, just covering a few things up.
Hey, nicely said, Raul.
I think you honestly just say this just to get talk because
Joseph, I said never to do that in radio land.
It made me, it was really hard for me to get through Mad Max Fury Road, to be honest.
Anyway, art makes you think, and that movie made me think a lot. And, like, I don't know.
Yeah, well.
I can't believe anyone wouldn't. I guess I can't believe anyone that wouldn't like Brokeback Mountain, but
I didn't like Brokeback Mountain.
Family members over that movie.
I liked Brokeback Mountain.
I liked it.
But Raul, we actually have a guest that's calling in. But we loved your energy.
Yes,
I love your energy. So
call
please
us again.
Yeah, please call us again and let us know next week what you've seen.
All
okay.
Right, I'm Raul from the show. See you later.
All right.
All right. Hey. Cool. Nice. All right. Good point.
All right,
Raul.